Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with us, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. We continue to do that, and we're doing it today with our good friend Charles Whelan, professor at Dartmouth College, author of 10 and a Half Things No Commencement Speaker Ever Said, also Naked Economics, also Naked Money. Charles, what do you do up there in Dartmouth? Tell us about that.
I teach public policy, education policy, health care, these kinds of things we've been talking about.
You talk about this stuff? You talk about, with your students, you talk to them about the national debt?
I do. I mentioned earlier, I actually have Senator Gregg come in from New Hampshire, former Senator Gregg, who was part of the Simpson-Bowles process, Republican, fiscal deficit hawk, and he scares the hell out of them.
Right. Well, how do your students take all this? How do they feel about it?
I think they're alarmed because it doesn't enter the public discourse. You know, unless you're a real policy wonk, you're not getting up in the morning and thinking about rising interest rates or what health care costs are going
right.
to be when the baby boomers
right.
retire. There's not a crisis. There's no headline here. It's termites in the basement. So when somebody actually forces them to go down to the basement and see the termites, they're alarmed.
Right, exactly. Well, and this I mentioned that it went to the break that it's what in order to fix this, in order to get a handle on this, it's going to take political courage, because one of the things, in my opinion, Charles, one of the things, and Trump's actually having an impact on this, we've got to cut the size of our federal government. We have too many employees in the federal government. We have too many departments, too many bureaus of the federal government. That's one way to cut the cost. What do you think?
Well, I think we have too few and we have too many. That what we haven't done in a really, really long time is sit down and think about what government should and should not do. There are a whole host of things that we can do on our own where we probably don't need a bureaucrat meddling in our business. On the other hand, I really do want people doing research on dementia, because I can't do it alone.
I agree with you. No, I didn't say we should wholesale cut the government. But you know what? If we went to a flat tax, we could do away with the IRS.
That wouldn't save much money. I mean, I think we need to go back to what we were talking about. Well, I mean, you actually could end up losing money if people start cheating on their taxes. But I think what we really need to focus on are what we were talking about in the last segment, which is the entitlements. These are
yeah.
the promises. You know, and the myth is that if Congress does nothing, then spending stops. The opposite is true, which is Congress
mm-hmm.
does nothing and entitlements march steadily on and the spending goes up because of the older population cohort, that population's rising.
Well, we've got a completely faulty scenario. I mean, we've got a scenario that cannot solve itself, Charles, in Washington, because we've got two parties that are addicted to the same drug, which is power and money. They're determined not to do anything in a bipartisan way, because that would give the other person an advantage. It would give them a success story they can talk about. They can't have that, no matter how good it would be for the government. I mean for the country. And you know, a couple hundred years ago, a guy named de Tocqueville said that people get the government they deserve. Isn't it time we start paying
yeah.
attention to that and start demanding certain things of our elected officials? If we don't have these problems we're talking about, they're really our problems. We created them in a way, didn't we, indirectly?
We did. And I think you put your finger on a big problem, which is the political parties, which serve an important purpose historically and around the world, is kind of organizing us and shaping our beliefs and branding politicians and so on, have become entities that have consumed the process, that they're far more pernicious than they are beneficial, because the parties are serving themselves, not the people they're supposed to represent or the country. Now, you may or may not know, I've been working on this group, Unite America. Our slogan is people before parties.
Right.
You know,
yep.
And I think we are going to have to transcend that process, because it is precluding all the progress that you said we need.
We've got to be able to do that. We've got to find a way. But in order to do that, that means regular Americans are going to have to take a healthy dose of intellectual honesty. We're going to have to quit
intellectual
saying,
honesty and bad news.
Yeah.
I mean, any deal that addresses the stuff we've been talking about is going to be higher taxes
right.
and lower entitlement. You're
right.
going to get less and pay more.
That's right.
Try selling that to your customers.
Hey, Charles, good job today, as always. You got a website?
I do. It's nakedeconomics.com.
All right.
It's that first book, and that'll direct you to everything else I got going on.
Nakedeconomics.com, and follow Charles. I promise you, you'll be smarter when you do. And you'll thank me later. Hey, Charles, come back soon.
I will. It's always a pleasure.
You too. See you next time. Charles Whelan, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.